This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. South Lake Union is where Amazon has its Seattle headquarters. That's made the neighborhood very expensive. It's the story of Seattle, where middle-class households make up less and less of the city each year. So what's it like to be middle-class in a neighborhood where Amazon workers spend their money? From KUOW's Primed podcast, Joshua McNichols has more.
Deborah Bartlett is a teacher. Like half the people in Seattle, she earned less than $50,000 last year. She works part-time at a school near Amazon's headquarters. She wanted to live near work because her commute was so bad, so she started apartment shopping.
I said, "Hi, how much are rents?" And they said, "Well, how much are you looking for?" And I said, "About 1,000, less than 1,000." And they were like, "Bye, we're 4,000.
Then she found Casa Pacifica, an apartment run by a nonprofit called Bellwether.
Well, I felt like I hit the jackpot.
Because her rent is under $1,200 for a two-bedroom. But that doesn't mean it's easy to live there.
And people say, "Oh, you live in South Lake Union. How's that? It's so vibrant and it's so exciting and it's so many things to do." And I say, "Yes, there's a lot of things to do down there. And I notice them."
But she doesn't do those things because they're priced for Amazon workers, not teachers.
I feel like I'm an observer.
Bartlett has a boyfriend named Ponch Hartley. They have a plan.
We make a point to sit down, you know, every Sunday mm-hmm. to do the budget, to do the grocery plan, to do everything like that, and talk about money.
They head to the cash machine and stuff their money into envelopes, one for each category of spending.
So there's a grocery one and a dining one and an entertainment.
They shop at Trader Joe's in Ballard because it's cheaper than the Whole Foods right by their house.
It makes me sound like we're pinching pennies. Sometimes I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Can't we just get something
Sometimes
without looking
like
at
ugh.
It?
They cook meals at home because the restaurants near their house would blow their whole month's dining budget. Being middle class in Amazon's neighborhood means making compromises.
I mean, it's not just about having or not having money. It's more about what I have.
Yes. Would you like some chips?
Sure, love the chips.
When the outside world cuts you out, it helps to know you're not alone.
I think it's making us stronger and tighter.
Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
You can hear more about Amazon in Seattle on our new podcast, Primed. The second episode drops Thursday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.